Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk 101 with you. This is D-Love, and it is so wonderful to be back with you guys. As you know, hey, as the young folks say, it's getting hard out here for a pimp, right? Shoot, D-Love, been on the grind. So listen, guys, I hope all of you been holding it down, taking care of business, if you know what I mean, right? You know, because, I mean, I'm looking at everything that's going on around us, and that's why, you know, this time last year we did the segment Real Talk 101 with you. With D-Love, getting to know your host. So sometimes I know you guys hear me pretty much every week, right? You see I'm always doing something. So you hear, you tune in and see what's going on and different things like that. I certainly appreciate it. We certainly appreciate it. And hopefully we've been able to bring you guys some fresh information because, guys, listen, our show is just growing. People are listening. They're tuning in. And I'm like, wow, awesome. Praise God. So, you know, that's the whole goal of this program. The Lord impressed it upon my heart. It was inspired as an hobby to take some negative energy and turn it into something positive, right? So listen, I like to share with you guys because I love you guys. I love, you know, I'm a happy person. So, you know, I was a happy kid, and it's kind of, I don't know if that's good or bad because, you know, happy kids make happy people, right? And not everybody's, you know, been able to enjoy a good childhood, and I can understand that. As you get older, you learn more, you do better. But I just love to, you know, to just inspire, and that's what we're here for, basically. But guys, you know, I just want to keep it real today. I'm looking at the campaign saga and different things like that, and we're going to get into that, guys. See, you can tell right now, I can't wait, right? But anyways, I do not want to forget to just give a shout out to all of my veterans out there, all my fallen veterans, and you know, just all my old veterans, my new veterans, all those out there that are fighting to keep us safe, and for all their hard work and sacrifices just so that America can be safe. We thank you. My father is a veteran, and he, of course, is buried out in Leavenworth, Kansas, at the cemetery, and we Fort Leavenworth, and we just it gets so really congested and busy because there's so many people out there. So I am so proud to say, hey, you know what? I come from that background. And so, anyways, guys, you know, I hope you guys also enjoyed that Mother's Day segment I put together for you. You see what I'm saying? It's real, girls. It's real, you know. And so got a little something, you know, I want to do for you guys too, but we'll see about that. All right, so anyways, I also want to make mention that we got some things going on I would like to see come to fruition. Our show is very small, obviously. Meaning that we're still growing. You know, I mean, it's only been not quite 2 years yet. We've transitioned over. We used to be just a regular blog, and then we said, hey, let's just go and do a radio blog. So it's been awesome. And so we're still growing, and we're just tweaking, but you know how that is, guys. You got to work if you're going to eat. You know, keep a roof over your head. So there's only so much time in the day. So I want to thank you guys so much. I want to thank all of the Facebook listeners, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, the whole nine, all my friends. Thank you so much. Okay. So I want to encourage you guys to just, we got some things going on. I'm also looking for your Father's Day poem or essay in 100 words or less, okay? And guess what? I'm giving away some gift cards. I'm giving away some. You can get a Real Talk Rap gift pack. You know why? You know how you can get that? All you need to do is email me, Facebook me, follow me, Twitter, just tweet me or whatever, and tell me was your favorite Real Talk 101 with You segment and how it helped you and inspire you? We want to know, right? We want to know. And if you get it in and we'll look at it and read it, you know, check it out. Hey, we want to hear from you. Never know. You never know. Good things come in, you know, they say good things come in small packages. You just never know. Anyways, guys, it's been a while since we've, you know, visited the campaign saga, you know. So we've moved forward, and to me, I ain't going to lie to you, it's just been crazy. I'm sorry. I'm just so conflicted. I am so praying so hard. The other day, I had a cold, you know, well, let me just put it like this. You hear everybody's perspective and comments, and I heard someone make a comment the other day, and I've heard this over and over again, you know, well, if you vote for Trump, you stupid, or if you vote for Hillary, you're just this and that dumb, or if you just vote for, you know, Bernie. I don't hear too much about Bernie. Bernie's getting a good rep. You know what I'm saying? I don't hear, I mean, we still, of course, the negative campaigns are going to be out there, but I mean in terms of the voters, you really don't hear a lot. Anyways. But I do hear a lot about Hillary and Trump. And it's just like, wow, guys, I know. It's just like, what do you do? It is a saga indeed. But we do see that Hillary is, she's proving to be more favorable among the American voters, and she's number one in the polls. As you can see, she's trailblazing in endorsements, money, prediction, everything. Hillary is she seems like she's come, she's there. I mean, I don't know. And, you know, she's her slogan, Hillary for America, Hillary for America. You know, guys, we can make all those comments all we want, but haven't we all been duped anyways? How many of our government officials or chief in commanders or leaders, if you will, I know they can't please you just really can't please everybody. However, if we really look at just through past experiences or what have you, you know, we can all agree that, you know, they don't always get in and do what they say they're going to do, right? We hear that over and over again. So in my opinion, it's like just pray about it, you know, because what's going to happen will happen. You know, everything is everything. It is what it is, you know. But I wouldn't say that you're stupid, because really we've all been duped. We've all been duped. So we've all been stupid in a sense, I guess, right? So really it is something. It is something. But the GOP's warming up to Trump. They're warming up to Trump, from what I understand, you know, according to the Washington Post and all this type of, you know, all the information we're getting out there. And Trump is, he's on it. I mean, it looks like he's winning now. I mean, and his slogan, Make America Great Again. You know, I have to agree. I love that. But some people are saying, yeah, what is America? Define America for Donald Trump, right? So it's like, okay, is he really, really focusing on America? Is it really about America? I don't know. I can only hope and pray that we get someone in office who will actually care about the American people. Everybody is just like working like dogs, struggling, and it ain't like just being sad. It ain't about, why are you just talking about something? It's not about talking about anything sad. It's keeping it real, 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 real. Because when you keep it real, you see what I'm saying? The truth sets you free. The truth sets you free. Let's just face it. You know, we're all out here struggling, and we're all out here working to the bone, and sometimes we can look at, you know, I've had some people come up to me and they say, dang, some people just look like they just got it all. They just look like they're blessed so much beyond measure. They just look like their things are just going so well for them. And some, you know, you say, yeah, I've been there. I understand. I know. Seem like you just like going through, and it seemed like the if you take 5 steps forward, it seems like you're taking 10 steps backwards, right, the very next day. So I understand that. I can certainly empathize because it is totally real out here. It's real. I mean, we have our children, we have our elderly, we have our seniors, and I don't know. I guess because I was raised amongst elder, you know, my grandmother and my grandfather, you know, elderly people. I was raised around seniors, older people, and so maybe that's why I am more partial and more sensitive to things that are around me. So I have to pray a lot and just ask God to help me to understand what is going on, because bottom line is this, I do know that God has the final say of everything. He's in control of everything, and why he allowed things, we don't know. I don't know. You know, I was telling a friend of mine last week, I talked to so many people, but I have this thing that I've been, it's like something came over me one day, and it was something that came to my mind, and it said, you know, I just start feeling like good people suffer and bad people get all the breaks. Check that out, guys. We're talking about Real Talk 101 with D-Love, getting to know your host, keeping it real with you. You know, it seemed like good people suffer and bad people get all the breaks. Why is that sometimes? Do you think it's because God is raining down his mercy, his grace, his love, you know, his forgiveness on us? As my grandma used to say, he's giving you an opportunity to turn your life around. Well, you know, I have to admit, I do appreciate that grace. I need to be under that grace because I am by no means perfect. However, I don't, my intentions is never to hurt anybody. I'm philanthropist. I'm more about life. I'm all about live and let live. Let's appreciate the beauty around us. You know, so I don't know. And so sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about woe unto a man that possesses so much knowledge. He says woe unto that man or woman, because the more you know, hey, the deeper you are. Let me just say that. So anyways, we're talking about this race, this campaign saga. And so who do we, I don't know. Now, Bernie, he bless his soul, the man, I have to give him a huge standing ovation for being tough, showing some resilience by just staying in the race against his two powerhouse opponents. Because these two guys, they're tough, but he is too. He's got a very phenomenal background. Now, this man has been working in the government for years. Obviously, he's been in the Senate, and, you know, he's done other activity within that realm. So he's pretty much, we know, he's very knowledgeable. And his thing is a political revolution is coming. Can y'all check that out? And he considers himself a democratic socialist. Now, again, when you look at that term socialist, how do you dissect that word? How do you dissect that? Because now, to me, seem like every single word is being diluted. Seriously, even in the religious standpoint, if you will, religious quote unquote, seem like everything is being watered down. Because it's like, how do you define these things? What is your interpretation or your perspective of socialist? You know, because I don't know. You know. But he says a political revolution is coming. Can you imagine? Now, if I had to choose between the three slogans, guys, let me just say this. Okay, so Hillary for America, make America great again. You just got to have fun with this stuff, guys, because if you don't, you're going to go cuckoo, cuckoo, you know? So, and then you got Bernie Sanders. A political revolution is coming. Now, I have to say, I like his slogan better, because that's what we need. We need a political revolution. We need everyone to get on accord. Now, I like that slogan. I love it. Now, I love all their slogans. I love Hillary for America. I love, okay. And then I like Trump's Make America Great. I love those two. Now, I like A Political Revolution first, and I like Make America Great second, only because those two are really catchy. Then I like it, you know, and the only reason is Hillary for America, anybody, I can say D for America, right? I can say that. You can say that, right? But they're all cool. It's just pretty catchy. I just try to have fun with this stuff, guys, so don't really take me serious. You know, I like to make y'all laugh and keep you happy, keep that smile on your face, keep you happy, because, you know, when you're happier, you're stress-free. I got a lot going on, too, for real, real talk. But, you know, again, it's a mind thing. It's a perspective thing. Hey, guys, I want to tell you something real quick. Another thing, it was an interesting article that I had read. I put it out the archives, and I've been wanting to share this with you guys. But and it could have been the Investor's Report, actually. And they talked about this guy. His name was Ben Ivey, and he decided to take matters into his own hands and invest his only life savings of $1,500, right? His savings, he like, listen, I'm 64 years old. I ain't got much time, shoot. I mean, in terms of having the ability and the energy to work, it's time for me to sit back, chill, and enjoy my life. So he stepped out, and he started, you know, becoming more creative, thinking of ways on how he can turn this $1,500 savings into some big bucks, right? Some millions, and that's exactly what he did. He turned $1,500 into $2.7 million fortune. He turned a $1,500 savings into a $2.7 million fortune, okay? Now, really, I mean, can you imagine, guys, can you imagine what your life would be like if that happened to you? I know that I can, right? So, anyways, it's like after doing so, he decided to take today. Well, let me just go ahead and touch on this before I forget. According to his portfolio today, it is worth, again, more than $2.7 million. Just out of $1,500. So, you know, this is, you know, kind of old. So he's probably earned more on that by now. I don't know. But can you imagine? Anyways, this man, Ben Ivey, just so you know, is making this system, which was designed specifically to make a poor man or a poor woman rich, okay, increasing your net worth. And it's called the Conservator Investors Report. You ought to check it out. I don't know. I got a lot. I obviously planned on doing it, and I didn't. Like, I mean, maybe I'll be a millionaire right now. You know what I mean? Oh, well, it's like, I don't know. But guess what, guys? Here's the catch. Don't quote me on it. Check it out for yourself. They end with saying, okay, just wake up, right? Wake up. The dream is over. Dream is over, right? Ben Ivey is a fictional character used just to market this product, right? It was so catchy. I was like, what? $1,500? Let me just read out more. Let me go see how this dude that made, turn this, you know, turn this $1,500 into this. Millions of dollars, you know, $2.7 million. And I'm like, wow. And then finally they go, okay, Ben Ivey is a fictional character used to market this product. You know, just check it out, see how it works. You know, it's funny how you just got to read everything these days. You know what I mean? You just cannot just skim over nothing. You really got to read everything. But anyway, it is actual a report out there that you can click on and check out and read it. You know, I'm almost positive it's similar to like a Warren Buffett type of situation. And then there's this other guy, I can't remember his name, on how to generate income and make money. Because you know what, guys? Bottom line, that's what it takes to survive, you know. And it's kind of unfortunate because money is the root of all evil, and we all need it. It's supposed to be considered. So I guess it's the motivation of how you go about approaching money is the root of all evil. Not necessarily that money is all evil, right? I mean, because hey, it is what it is. It's all what they say. Two things are guaranteed in life: taxes and death. Right? You gotta pay your taxes. Gotta do all that kind of stuff. Anyways, guys, you know, it's been real. Again, we're working on more great guests. I have a guest on the show next week. So I will be looking forward to chatting with you guys. And I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to say, I'll send out the blast. And it's going to be awesome. And also, email me, follow me, Facebook me, Twitter me, or even call in on the show. You know, host call in number is, actually, I take that back, guys. Y'all can tell I can't give you my host call in number. Guest call in number 773-897-6419. Okay, so feel free to give us a call. Even if you know, I would love to hear your poems if you enjoy poems and you just enjoy the arts. And listen, guys, I have tons and gobs of producers and connections to get your music out there and played around the world, okay? All you rappers out there, all you R&B artists, all of you guys that are out there aspiring to just be heard and get your music out there, get your music into the right hands, hey, holla, because you never know. You know, it's not what you know, it's about who you know, from what they tell me, because, you know, I don't know. But again, you know, we're certainly looking forward to just help to embracing you guys, helping you to be the best that you can be. So I certainly appreciate you just tuning in with me, hanging in there, because you know what? I'm keeping it real, guys. I want to keep bringing you great guests, mindful music, hot and helpful topics, contests and prizes. But hey, you got to make the first call. You got to Facebook me. You got to follow me. Go on my profile page, Real Talk 101 with you on that link. Click on the profile page. All you got to do is go to follow. You never know, because you know what? God is doing great things, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to keep our heads up, and we're going to stay positive, and we're going to stay prayerful. You know, I have to be this way. I couldn't see myself just being, and don't get me wrong, I get angry. I get mad. I get angry. I experience all those emotions that everyone else experiences, okay? I'm by no means saying that I'm just totally perfect and I'm keeping it real. That's why I'm talking to you. Shoo, come on, y'all. Hey, it's all good. No, really, I do. I experience those things, those emotions. But guess what? I run to the rock. I say, okay, God, you have to help me. You have to help me stay in this race. You got this for me. I have to trust you, because that's exactly what he tells us to do in his word. He says, trust me. Trust in me. And you know, life principle number one, pray, believe, have faith, and wait. Okay? Pray, believe, have faith, and wait. Because you know what I see. You know, it's funny how, like, the more you pray, the more you see God, seem like the more things crumble. But you know, the Bible says that a righteous man will suffer, but the Lord is by his side. He will suffer. And that's why I came up with this term, that I felt as if righteous people are people who seek to do good by themselves, by God, by themselves, and by others, who have a pure, healthy, contrite heart, that they suffer, but yet someone who evil, demented, seek to drag people down and hurt other people, obviously is demonic or something. I don't know, you know, what you, obviously, you know, but yet God, however you want to characterize this person, if you will, quote unquote, God see that person in another light, so he gives them a break. So I'm saying, giving them a break. So righteous people suffer. Bad people get all the breaks. I'm not saying that's necessarily true. That's just something I felt one time. Y'all, keeping it real, telling you how I feel, right? So anyways, guys, stay tuned. Keep streaming live with us. You never know. Just be a part of our family. We welcome you. Feel free to call in, dialogue, email, Facebook. If you have a particular subject or perhaps, say, a guest you would love to see on the show, trust me, I'm working on it. I'll be working on it, y'all. I'll be working on it. So I like keeping it fresh, real, and just bringing you great content that's going to help elevate you and keep you in a good place. That's right. So you can be happy and live your life and amongst the chaos that is so inevitable in our world today, okay? And I do believe it's going to get worse. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But anyways, guys, next week, tune in. We will have a guest on the show. It's going to be awesome. And she will be talking about some wonderful things just to keep you beautiful, healthy, just all that good stuff, guys. You know, I know y'all be looking in the mirror and be like, look at me. I'm so fine. See, y'all get mad at me. If I say, oh, she's so conceited, that's what my kids be like, oh, she's so conceited. But come on. If you don't praise yourself and toot your own horn sometimes, who going to do it for you? Y'all know. Y'all know the deal. Come on, y'all be acting like y'all don't be knowing. Some of y'all. Not all of you, but some of you. But listen, guys, it's been so wonderful. Again, you can just go ahead and click on that link and go and check out some of our archive segments. We've had some wonderful segments over the past year. They're very helpful. They're very informative, and there's only more to come. And all you need to do is copy this into your files, you know, and just click on it and just listen to it. Marinate for about 30 minutes, because sometimes too much time you lose focus, and that's why I like the 30-minute show, because, you know, you can still gather so much information. You see what I'm saying? And just and still, even though it's such a short time, you know, because sometimes, you know, if you're meditating and you're reading your Bible or something, you got to break. You got to take a little break. You do that for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you break. So it's a good thing. And that's why I put together good tracks to help you sit back, kick back, get your head right for about 30 minutes. It's all good. All right, y'all, it's been real. This is Real Talk 101 with D-Love, getting to know your host. It's been wonderful. And guess what? I certainly look forward to just, hey, talking to you guys next week. And make sure that you purpose to have a wonderful holiday. Stay safe out there. Happy Memorial Day to you. Especially, I get a 3-day weekend. I am so glad, guys. And I hope some of you guys are able to do the same and just kick back and enjoy your weekend. And if not, and you got to work, hey, it's all good too, right? Because, you know, it is what it is. You have to live. You have to eat. You got to take care of yourself. So it is what it is. So take care. God bless. And you guys have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day. Peace.